being able to run the ball definitely helps out the offense. You know, it takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback, and the offensive line and myself, we're always on the same page, and, you know, it just continues to give us different dimensions.
How are you feeling physically?
I'm cool.
You're going to be okay to eat tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll eat a little bit.
What are you thankful for?
What's up?
What are you thankful for this holiday season?
Just being alive, being able to play football, my parents, friends, you know, the guys that I met on this level.
What are you looking forward to eat tomorrow? Favorite meal?
I don't know. I'm going to go to one of the coaches' house, so see what they got.
But guys like TJ Lang and
the way they've been playing hurt, I know he's messing
with. I'm really not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, having those guys in front of us, you know, definitely helps. I mean, you know, their attitude, you know, their mindset is, you know, we don't care who's in front of us. We're going to go out and hit them in. When you have a back that's, you know, just as physical as those guys, so they're hitting people and we're hitting people, you know, it just hypes us up and, you know, just keeps us driving for the game.
And Jordy said, you know, in that fourth quarter when you guys were trying to run those final minutes off, that Josh and TJ were suggesting plays that they knew would work with you. Is that something they can do as veterans, just to kind of politely suggest what you guys should do?
Depending on the situation, they can put their two cents in here and there. But, you know, the quarterback believes in them. I mean, they're blocking them, so they, you know, they know where to be a better play call. So sometimes their influence works.
Is it fun to be a part of a game with so much hype every day? Patriots, big game of the week.
Well, me personally, I'm not really reading that every day because I don't pay attention to it. But, I mean, it's going to be a big game. It should be a good game. And you know, I'm looking forward to this week just as every other week.
Eddie, that final 3 minutes and 23 seconds in the Viking game, they put it on you and the guys up front. In retrospect, how did you feel about that? I mean, that kind of drive is good for a team's heart and soul, isn't it?
You know what? It gives us confidence knowing that, you know, we have the ability to be able to run out of clock when there's 3 minutes or whatever left on the clock. And, you know, we're able to ice the game on the ground. And, you know, it gives the offensive line a bunch of confidence because, you know, they work hard all game, every game. And for them to be able to end it in that fashion definitely hypes them up. And from a running back standpoint, you know, just to be able to go out there and get the yards, get the first downs, it just helps us out as well.
How big is it that you jump on these guys? I mean, Kansas City jumped on them on the road. The crowd got on them. They never recovered, and that's the last bad game they played. How big is it that you guys jump on them offensively here at home?
I mean, we just have to do what we've been doing in the past. You never know how any game is going to start off, and you don't want to go into any game just wanting to or expecting to do anything. You know, I think we do a great job. We've been doing a great job at starting off just trusting the process and sticking with the game plan that Coach has for us.
Your player of the week, Eddie, offensively. You always hear about defenders not wanting to tackle you as the game goes along. Can you sense that? Can you sense later in the game you're starting to have an effect of all the body blows against the defense?
I mean, I never, like, during the game, I can't because I don't really focus on it. I'm just worrying about, you know, being where I'm supposed to be and holding on to the football and not dropping it. But, you know, when we come in and we watch film, as we get to the fourth quarter and the end of the fourth quarter, I can definitely see it. But during real, actual game time, I can't tell.
Are you better, your side of it, better when you get 25 carries the other day, when you get the ball a lot? Do you feel better?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. You know, however many times I get the ball, my thing has always been just capitalize on every moment, every opportunity. And, you know, if that's getting the ball 25 times from here on out, then I'll do that. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. Any chance I get, I just try to make the most of it.
Does this game almost have a big-time SEC feel to it? The hype that's coming along with it?
I can't compare NFL to college, but I mean, you know, it's a big game. You know, a lot of people anticipating it to be a lot of different things, but as football players, all we can do is, you know, stay focused on what we have to and go out and play.